Arichas, we discussed this in the beginning of the Sefer. It ends with Yoina actually going to Nineveh. We spent a lot of time in the first Prokem explaining why Yoina didn't want to go. What was Yoina's cheshbon not to go to Nineveh? According to Chazal, Yoina's main cheshbon of not going to Nineveh is he felt that they crave a tshuva, that these people in Nineveh are going to do tshuva, and if they do tshuva, it's going to be a kitrug. It's going to look bad for Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are not doing tshuva, they're doing tshuva. It's become a kitrug on Klal Yisrael. So mainly he ran away from the Rabbanu Shalom. I'm not saying that to Loshon of the Pasuk. Vayivrach. Yoina himself tells the people on the boat, I'm running away from the Rabbanu Shalom. So we spent a lot of time trying to understand what's Pshat in Yoina. What do you think? Where you're running? How you allowed to run away? How you allowed to outsmart the Rabbanu Shalom? The Rabbanu Shalom tells you something, you outsmart him? You know better than the Rabbanu Shalom. But you should know that this question, so we went into part of it then. We went into why it was no Shiloh of Kovish Nevuasa. A Novi is Chayiv Mis if he doesn't give over the Nevuah that Hashem tells him to give over. Some hold that's only by Klal Yisrael. But we were Medayik that if you look, Vayidvar Hashem al Yoina Shenis, the last Parkim where we talk about Yoina actually delivering the Nevuah, it's different than the original Nevuah. The original Nevuah, Hashem told Yoina, go to a city and tell them what I'm going to tell you to tell them. The Nevuah wasn't yet given to Yoina. He was still able to run away. Here, Vayidvar Hashem al Yoina Shenis Lema, Kum Lech al Ninvei Ukhoi Lech Sakhi Asher Anoichi Dover Elach. Now I'm going to tell you the Nevuah. So really, Yoina ran away before the Nevuah was given to him. Yoina ran away before Hashem actually gave him yet a Nevuah. Hashem actually gave Yoina an opportunity to run away. And Yoina captured that opportunity of running away. Shaila is, how do you outsmart the Rabbanu Shalom? The Rabbanu Shalom says, this is what I want you to do? No, I think it's a kitrug on Klal Yisrael. What's the pshat in that? So, we find this. We find Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rabbanu Shalom tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to wipe out Klal Yisrael. And Moshe starts telling the Rabbanu Shalom, no, don't wipe out Klal Yisrael. And if you will, Mecheni no misifrach ha-shekosofta, take me out. The Rabbanu Shalom tells him, no, I want to make you into an Am Gadol. Hashem tells Moshe, listen, I'm finished with them. They're out. You're going to be Klal Yisrael. V'esa Yisrael goy Gadol. So Moshe, name? No. I want it not like that. I want Klal Yisrael should survive. V'imayin, mecheni no misifrach ha-shekosofta. Rabbi said, that was the greatest moment of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. When Moshe did that. When Moshe was mamluk for Klal Yisrael, that was the greatest moment of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. Later on, with Eliyahu HaNovi, Hashem has Titus and Eliyahu HaNovi, why weren't you like Moshe? Kanoi Kanesi Lashem, why weren't you like Moshe? When I said I'm going to curse, I'm going to kill out Klal Yisrael, Moshe stood up, he said, no. What's pshat in that? What's the explanation? How you mavar that? So, obviously we see that this is part of the Hanhogas HaBriya, where Hashem will say, this is the plan, and Hashem wants that we should try to persuade him otherwise. That's all part of the Seder HaBriya. Some of the Rishonim explain tefillah that way. The whole idea of tefillah. When you say you daven against the gzera, yeah? So what does it mean you're davening against the gzera? The Rabbanu Shalom, the Gemara Bava Kana talks about the rishus shenitin l'roifi l'rapis, the fact that a doctor is allowed to heal somebody, right? Because you may be able to say, you know what? The Rabbanu Shalom made him sick, who are you to make him well? Right? The Rabbanu Shalom made him sick, who are you to make him well? We don't say that. We say nitin rishus l'roifi l'rapis, and not only that, it's a mitzvah. According to Rav the Rishonim, Mekayim a mitzvah v'rapa yirapa. It's a big mitzvah. The Rambam says that a doctor who has the ability to heal somebody and he doesn't do it, he's over lo samid al dam reyecho. Not only is a mitzvah asay, he's over a love. Right? Ah, the Rebbeinu Shalom, that's what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants. Baruch Hashem wants you to be metapel and to work with this chayla to try to help them get well. That's what Hashem wants from you. Some of the Rishonim explain that tefillah, a lot of times that's what Hashem wants. The tikkun itself is that there should be tefillah. The tefillah, Hashem makes the illness, or whatever the tzorah is, in order that there should be tefillah. And the tefillah is not going against HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gzeirah, it's the opposite. If a person, Rachman Yitzchak, got sick, and now there was a tremendous tzorah, and they themselves were ma'orah b'tefillah, and others were ma'orah b'tefillah, Yelech etzachochem v'yivakesh alav rachamim, right? And then the person gets cured. It's not the pshat, it was a gzeirah from Hashem. And now we contradicted the gzeirah from Hashem and Hashem gave in to us. No. It actually meant it's tachlis. If chas v'sholem, people wouldn't have been ma'orah and they wouldn't have davened and the person would have died, that would have been going against HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. That's all part of Hashem's plan, is that this is the way it should play out. It should be a chaylah. And we should kilu get up and shirai to the Rebbeinu Shlom. Don't let this person die or whatever the tzara is. That's all part of the plan. That's not against the Rebbeinu Shlom's plan. That is the plan. The plan is that you should get up and you should go and ask the Rebbeinu Shlom, please, don't do it. That's the plan. And that's the tikkun. That alone is the tikkun. On a deeper level, sometimes the tefillah, and I'll just give you a dugma just so you understand, this is an endless topic. But I'll give you an example. We find Avram and Sarah were both Okor v'Akorah, they both couldn't have children. Right? Yitzchak Avinu, he was not an Okor. His wife was an Akorah. Ki Akorah he. Right? There are some Midrashim, but the Pashtus is that Yitzchak was not an Okor. Yitzchak Davin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give children to Rivka. She was the Akor. By Yankiv Avinu, Yankiv was not an Akor. The Mayas were Akoris. Even Leah was an Akor. It says, Vayar Hashem kisnua Leah vayiftach es rachamo. Hashem saw that Leah was hated. He opened up, he was poseach harechem. Vayiftach es rachamo. What's the pshat? So the Baal Shem Tov had a fascinating idea. Fascinating. Again, you have to be the Baal Shem Tov to be able to be masig such an idea. But the Baal Shem Tov said like this. He said, every child, genetically, gets from the tata and mama. The Gemara even says, the mother gives the blood. Right? The loiven comes from the father. The white part, the bones in those parts come from the father. And the neshama, the Baal Shem is a... It blows the neshama into our souls. This is not stama gemara. This is a halacha gemara. They asked the tzitz Eliezer, the blazer yudel. They asked the mishael if they take a blood test. Right? And they want to prove a child's identity from the blood test. This is the father. This is not the father. He said, you can't use it. The father doesn't give him the blood. Can I get chazal? DNA is something else. DNA, actually they check, there's bone, there's other things that they're checking in the DNA. There's a bunch of, there's thousands of different elements that they're checking. So DNA that Tzitz Eliezer held, you could rely on. Shlomo Zalman held, you could rely on. Rav Avadya Yosef held, you can't rely on it. Because the Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted to cleanse us, what did he do? He didn't want to have any of Terach, Mitzchilo, Ivde Avedizor, Yahweh Seinu. So what did he do? He made Sora and Avram Akorin, Okor v'Akora. They couldn't have children. So genetically, there was no reproductive system, naturally. The Rebbeinu Shlom came and he did the Chelek Avraham also. So that's why Yitzchak was a pure breed. There was none of the bad, negative genes in Yitzchak. No. Hayyos that there was no negative, bad genes in Yitzchak, Yitzchak was able to be Meilin and Yankiv. No problem. But Rivka still had from her. So she had to be in Hakocha. Yankiv Avinu, he came from Rivka and Yitzchok. He was not an Hakocha. The Moyes, the Taka had to have a cleansing. Is it the Baal Shem? That's his idea. That you Moyes, these Chalokim, these Kam, comes from Tate Mame. Right? So when Chazal say Hakadosh Baruch Hu misavul utfilos shel tzadikim lo moyis wa'akoris Hakadosh Baruch Hu misavul utfilos shel tzadikim, you over there you could see it together with the Baal Shem Tov. You see it glaring that it's not pshat. There was a tzara. We had a tefillah. No, the whole thing was orchestrated. That's the way it should be. It was orchestrated that these children should come directly through the Rabbanu Shalom through the tefillahs. It was orchestrated as such. And we all have this nature. There's another beautiful word from the Bali Machshav, Al Zois Yispalol Kol Chosid Le'is Mitzoy, by Yeshidich. It says, Al Zois Yispalol Kol Chosid. They daven for a zivug, right? What's Al Zois Yispalol Kol Chosid? Why davka by Shiduchim Tefillah? Tefillah is for everything. The same idea. Shlomo HaMelech says, Pais V'hoi Nachlas Ovois, Umei Hashem Isho Maskelas. Right? That's a posuk. What does that mean, that posuk? Pais V'hoi Nachlas Ovois, Umei Hashem Isho Maskelas, a posuk in Mishlei. The pshat is like this. Every person has three shutfim. Ovi V'imoi HaKadosh Baruch. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu blows the neshama atoheva, your pure spirituality. When you're looking for a shidduch, if you're looking for bayis v'hoin, if you're looking for the home, the wealth, if that's your focus, that's nachlas ovos, that you got from your gashmias, from your parents, that you're looking for that. Umei Hashem, isha maskelas. The chelek Hashem in you is looking for an isha maskelas. Is alzeis yispalol kol chosid leis mitzoy. The right way is a person should daven for a shidduch, that it should be pure. It should be for spiritual reasons. It should be a tefillah shidduch, not a shidduch that's coming from your geshem. That's the alzeis yispalol kol chosid. Memela, Hashem wanted taka that Moshe Rabbeinu should say mecheni no misifuch hashok hazavta. That was the tikkun. That itself was the tikkun that was needed at that time. For Moshe Rabbeinu to stand ala mishma for Klal Yisrael. That was the tachlis. So it wasn't that Moshe was conflicting the plan of the Rabbeinu Shalom. This was the plan. That's what Hashem told Eliyahu Novi. That's what I want from you. I want you to contradict what I'm saying, not because you're contradicting, because that's kufu what I want. Right? L'chidudah, that's what Hashem wants. Like the Gemara says, sometimes a Rebbe will say something to a Talmud that's wrong. L'chadid is a Talmud, to get the Talmud to correct it. That's what Hashem wants. Hashem wants us to daven, to uproot the Gezerah. That's what Hashem wants from us. He wants the S'chus HaTfilah. That's the idea. That's what Hashem wanted from Yoina. Hashem wanted Yoina, I'm going to give you step one, I'm going to tell you to go to the Goyim to help him out. Yoina ran away. That wasn't connected to Ratzon Hashem. Hashem wanted Yoina to run away. That was part of the plan. Hashem didn't give him the nevuah right away what to do. Because if Hashem would have given him the nevuah right away, Hashem wouldn't have given Yoina the opportunity to run away. Exactly like Hashem told Moshe. There's one word that Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu that used to get the whole story. Hanicha. When Hashem tells Moshe, I want to kill our clients, we'll make you into a goy gadol. Hashem tells Moshe, let me. In those words, let me, lie the whole thing. Let me means don't let me. What's Hashem needs reshus of Moshe Rabbeinu? Let me. Hashem was being meramis to Moshe. I want you. I want you to be ma'akev. It's like, if you let me, this is what I'm going to do. Let me. If you let me, I'll do this. Don't let me. And that's what Moshe did. Moshe pulled out the biggest weapon. That's what Hashem wanted. I'm telling you. Chazal used it as a taina. Hashem had an Eliyahu Hanavi. The Radvaz writes that when Hashem took Eliyahu Hanavi for 40 days from one place to the other, and he took him to a cave, he was taking him back to what Moshe did after the Egel Azov. He wanted Eliyahu to be Ma'or to do what Moshe did to Klai Yisrael. Not to be a Kanoi. to protect Klal Yisrael. That's what Hashem wanted. The second award that Hashem gave Yoina, there was no longer an opening anymore. Because Hashem told Yoina, go to Nineveh and tell them, Asher ani dovreilach, I'm giving you the nevuah. Now there was no turning back. Now Yoina got up and he did what Hashem told him to do. And what happened? People did shuv taka. The difficulty is to understand Perek Dalet, which I guess we'll have to leave for tomorrow because we ran out of time, is that L'chaira, the way we're explaining everything till here, it's beautiful. That Hashem, Yoina wasn't going against Hashem, Yoina was doing Ratzon Hashem. So now Ratzon Hashem happened. Yoina ran away, that's what Hashem wanted. Yoina came back, that's what Hashem wanted. Yoina got the Nevuah, Hashem wanted. Yoina went to your Nineveh, what Hashem wanted. And they did tshuva. So Yoina should make a L'chaim. Ratzon Hashem happened. Now, Voshtet and Pasuk, I'll just read you the Pesukim, you'll have time to think about it till tomorrow. L'chaira Yoina should now make a Yom Tov. He should be very happy. Vahid v'Hashem al Yoina, he gave him the Nevuah. The people in Nineveh do tshuva. Yoina should be very happy now. Ratzon Hashem. Vayera el Yoina ro gedola. It bothered Yoina tremendously that the people did tshuva. Vayispalo el Hashem. He said, "David Hashem al Yizir Dover." This is why I didn't want to go. This is why I ran away to Tarshish. I didn't want this to happen. Ve'ato Hashem kach nois nafshi. You hear a pasuk? Yoina the tzaddik, Yoina ben Amita. So Hashem, please take my life away from me. He davened he should die. Could you imagine? He davened he should die. I don't know if you have what that means. Ki tov moisi michaye. He davened he should die because it's better for me to die than to be alive. That's an unbelievable level. To reach that level, to say, I'd rather be dead. There is a Sefer Chassidim who says that about Rabbi Yochanan. You know, Rabbi Yochanan at the Bava Metzia, the famous Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish dies. Rish Lakish dies because of something, altercation he had with Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish dies, and the Gemara says that Shav Daiti to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan went crazy. He's missing his Talmud, Rish Lakish. He went crazy. The Rebbetzin always asks me when we go away on vacation. She says, I want to give shir. I want to learn with the Talmidim. On the phone, on the plane, on the... I once gave shir. I was with my children. I took them skiing. There's a Maisa Shehoya. And I realized that I used to give a Novi shir at 3 o'clock. And I told the guys, I'm giving shir 3 o'clock Novi. They should come into my office. I'm giving you a shir Novi. And I was on the chairlift with my children. And I realized, Igi Azman. And it was one of these things, you get off the chairlift and you go down the slope. There's no hefsek over there. Anyway, I gave shir on the slope. I still remember, it was Sefer Shmuel. On the slope while I was going down. I was on the phone giving shir. My Rebbetzin found out afterwards for my kids. She was like, Zinuchap, I'm not doing it for them, I'm doing it for me. For me, it's an Ishvazeh. Shof Taiti de Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon lost his mind. He couldn't have a Shlokish. So the Rabbanan went and they davened that Rabbi Yechon should die. You hear a Gemara? They davened that Rabbi Yechon should die. Ask the Sefer Chassidim. These are the G'dele Tanoim v'Amiroim. They were able to do Tchiz HaMesim. Why didn't they daven? He should get well. It was Shof Taiti de Rabbi Yechon. He lost his mind. Daven ishava fu shloime. So you know what the Sefer Chassidim answers? He says they could have done that. But he would have immediately nishtagei oid apam b'li ha-Torah. He would have gone crazy again without the Torah of Rish Lakish. They could make him well, so he'll be well. No, but then he's right to get into the same dilemma. Where's the Torah of Rish Lakish? Not Shaykh. Unbelievable. That G'dole tanoim v'amiroim. They couldn't daven that he should have a full shlema without Torah because it's not going to work. Yoina ben Amitai reached that level where he said, Toiv moisi michai. So Belina, that tomorrow we'll try to understand what was bothering Yoina at this point. L'chaira, he did everything he was supposed to do now. Now be makabel. This is what Hashem wants.